The idea of God softening us up is expressed in several different ways in the scriptures, and one of them is in the book of Zechariah. Part of it is a prophecy of what's going to happen in the future at the time of Jesus, and what it says there is that smite the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered, and then I will turn my hand on the little ones. So this is what happened when Jesus went to be crucified physically on the cross. That was the shepherd at that time, the one that was to be guiding the sheep. That was him getting smitten. And it scared the bejeebers out of the apostles. It really did. And I suppose that's one of the things that movie that came out, The Passion of the Christ, if you saw that, it conveyed that really effectively. Just how scared those people were. You know, with every reason to be scared. That was a pretty rough time. So when Jesus was taken to be crucified, the apostles just ran off in a bunch of different directions. But God indicates, as we see both in the New Testament and back there in Zechariah, that God wasn't through with them. And so it goes on to say that there would come this time when two parts of the land would be cut off and die, but he was going to bring the third part through the fire. And I will refine them as silver is refined, and try them as gold is tried. And they will say, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, I'm going to hear them. And I will say, it's my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. Amen. So God's promise right there is, I'm going to bring you through the fire. I'm going to refine you like silver is refined and try you like gold is tried. Well, in the natural, not that I've ever seen this happen, but apparently that's how they purify gold, is to stick it in a big pot and put the fire on underneath it. And the impurities that are in those metals will come up to the top, and somehow they'll be drawn off, and then whatever's left, then they make bracelets out of it or rings or something. But the point is that the silver and the gold isn't pure to begin with. As a matter of fact, when you see some silver today or jewelry today, like with silver, you'll see these little numbers on it. It goes like a decimal point and then 999, which is how pure the thing is supposed to be as far as silver goes. And then you got 10 karat gold and 14 karat gold and 20 karat gold. That's different levels of purity of the gold. Well, God makes that promise for mankind that if we want to be purified, if we want to get those rough edges off, then part of the process is going to be to go through the fire. Well, fire in the scriptures, thank God, is not literal fire.
Amen.
Thank God it's not literal fire. In the same way that even though the scriptures say people that are born of God or people that are going to be part of God's people, they're going to go out and drink deadly things and it won't hurt them, and they can pick up snakes and they're not going to get bitten. We don't have to pick up snakes either. We don't have to drink their own poison either. Thank God.
Amen.
It's got nothing to do with that. Bless the hearts of the people that believe that in the literal. But just like the fire that we're going to be gone through isn't literal fire, neither are the snakes and neither is the rest of that stuff. It's all symbolic of something in the spirit realm. And thank God that he has given us other scriptures that can open up our understanding.
Amen.
To what fire is. Those are called key scriptures. Just like when you come upon a door that's locked, if you have a key, you put it in the keyhole and you can unlock the door and you can go into the building. Well, the same way with a scripture that's locked to us, we don't understand it. We don't know what it means. It's really a mystery to us. God says, I can give you this key scripture over here, and you can bring it and apply it to this one, and it will open up your understanding.
Amen.
You'll be able to open that door and go in, and you'll understand what that scripture says. So he's left us this wonderful key in the Old Testament, where God says, is not my word like a fire? God's word like a fire.
Amen.
So if God is going to try us with fire and bring us through the fire, what he's saying is that he is going to try us with his word, which simply means that when we have an opportunity to study some of God's word, then we'll be able to compare that with our current thoughts or our current behavior and say, okay, which is the way God wants me to be? And if we see that our behavior does not match up with God's word, well, then we can say, one of the two is going to have to go. And hopefully it will be the behavior that's not God.
Amen.
The feelings that are not God. The thoughts that are not God. As he tells us in Isaiah, guys, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts, higher than your thoughts. Okay, there's going to be a difference many times between God's thoughts and our thoughts. And God's thoughts are contained in the scriptures. And when we have that chance to be able to see what God's thoughts are and compare them with our thoughts, that will be this trying process of us examining our mind in comparison to God's word and being able to say, that isn't the way God wants me to think or feel or do. And so let's try to figure out a way to not think or feel or do that stuff. Because God's word says that's not the way he wants us to be. And so that's the refining process. Now keep in mind that in the refining process, he's starting off with some gold and silver to begin with. There's something that's good inside of us that God says it needs to be refined.
Amen.
There's some impurities in it. It needs to be refined. It's good stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it needs to be refined. It's got some dirt in it. It needs to be refined.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get this fixed. Bring it through the fire, we can get this fixed. This process of this refinement being brought through the fire, in the book of James, it likens it, this process, to a man that beholds his face in a glass. And in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul says, now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. It's the same process. There in James, it likens this glass to God's word. And he says that when you're looking into this glass, just like you look in a mirror, if you see dirt on your face, you can do one of two things. You can grab a washcloth and you can wash it off, or you can say, don't got time now, I'm out of here, gotta go do something else, and you can walk away and you don't notice it anymore because you're not looking in the mirror. But it's still there for other people to be able to see, but regardless of if anybody else ever saw it again, the fact is it's still there. So the idea of looking into God's word is, again, the same idea as being tried by the fire. Being able to look into the word of God and compare what God's word says versus what we know is going on inside our mind. And being able to say, okay, there's some dirt on my face. God says, there really is a spiritual washcloth I can give you to be able to wash that dirt. Not off of our natural face, but off of our spiritual face. And that spiritual washcloth is God's power of grace. He says, I can give you a power to get the dirt out of your mind.
Amen.
You don't have to just, you know, kind of sweep it under the rug and pretend that you didn't have that feeling, or pretend I never did that thing. I never thought that. Oh, I never said that. We don't have to pretend.
Amen.
We can recognize, yeah, been there, done that, said that. We can get rid of it so that we don't have to go there, do that, think that anymore. We can get rid of that dirt on our face.
Amen.
That's the promise of the scriptures. Not just to say, oh, God loves me, he'll forgive me, and just keep on going down the road doing the same thing time and time again. God says, well, there's something that's wrong, we need to get it fixed. I can fix it. You weren't broke to begin with, but you grew sin in your mind after you were born. We can fix it. We can deal with it. We can get it out. We can make you a new creature. Which is why the scriptures really promise that. 2 Corinthians says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Old things are not swept under the rug, not put in the back closet so that you don't have to look at it again, not stick it out in the garage, fill up your garage so that you can't get your car in there. No. Old things are passed away.
Amen.
When something is passed away, it's gone.
Amen.
Thing's dead. Bury it. It's gone. All things have become new.
Amen.
That really is the promise of the scriptures.
Amen.
Not just to, you know, not look at it again and pretend it's not there, but to really get rid of it.
Yeah. Amen.